bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bible to Business. My name is Casper Stocker. I'm your host, and I have Deborah Smith all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. And at Bible to Business, we believe in pray hard and work hard. It's all about your business. We're all about helping you do the things you need to do to be successful in your business. We want you to be able to call in, email, Skype us, reach out to us, because we want to pray for your business. We want to make sure that your business is operating properly so that God can bless your business. So you can reach us on Facebook by going to ASA Network, just doing the search for ASA Network. You can also go to AllStarSuccessAlliance.com, or you can go to ASANetwork.biz. We are here at Christ the King World Radio Station, and we're excited to be here. And one of the first things we always like to do is to answer and, pray for businesses, but we also want you to call in and let us know that you have a business you want us to pray for. So I'm going to have Deborah come in. She's going to do our corporate prayer. We're going to be praying about businesses, and then we're going to get into some very interesting business topics. So, Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I am, and ready to get started, excited, just always to open up with just a word of prayer to our Father, because He is just so awesome. So let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we just thank You. Thank You again for another great and awesome day, Father God. Thank You that we get to come as a privilege into Your holy presence. You said come boldly into the throne of grace. So, Father God, today we're going to stand on Your word, and we're going to come boldly into Your presence, you know, and just let You just fill us with Your Spirit to overflowing, Father God. We thank You that Christ the King Radio is, World Radio is here to allow us to reach out, not just to our country, but to all around the world, lifting up the name of Jesus. What a privilege and what an honor that is. And Father God, we pray that You will bless them in a mighty way for allowing this to happen. We just thank You for ASA and blessing them for letting that, for being a part of that. And Father God, for us individually in our own businesses, we just ask You to bless us all, because we are going out in Your name, and the business that we're in, the things that we do, is just a venue to start a conversation, to meet the needs of others, and then to lift up the name of Jesus so they can know where their strength and where their power and where the authority comes from. And Father God, when we do that, we are able to bless this nation that You have called forth, Father God, that You have given us. And Father, just bless those around us, because the need is so great, Father God. You say in Your word, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Father God, I believe that You've called us to be laborers unto the harvest, and that we would go forth with that, Father God, knowing that we have a purpose, because You breathe the breath of life into us. You formed us, Father God, and You put a purpose in us that You knit together, and You're just working that out. So, Father God, as we go forward in Your name, Father, touching those that You send us to touch, healing and restoring those that need to be healed and restored, raising up people, blessing them, Father God, in ways they only dreamed about. Father God, we thank You for that. We thank You for what Your Son did on the cross for us. Let us never forget to thank Jesus for His dedication, for His sacrifice on our behalf, for the sin that was in our lives, Father God. You have a way. It just amazes me of how You did that. You sent Him to clean us up, get us back into right fellowship with You, Father God. But now it's our turn to make that choice, whether that's something we want to focus on every day and move in that direction, or whether we don't want to do that, because you are a respected person. You don't make us do anything. And Father God, we just thank you for those blessings. And Father God, we want to lift up our nation to you, Father God, in a very special way, and especially America right now, because we know America has a great impact on the world, and we want to make sure that this nation that says in God we trust is really trusting in God. And so in order to do that, Father God, we know we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And in addition to that, we also know we have done some really bad things in America, Father God, that is contrary to your word, Father God, in the killing of innocent babies, Father God, and just, you know, just being horrible to other people and the way we treat them, Father God, and disrespecting and dishonoring your bringing your marriages, Father God, and allowing people that are not supposed to be together and saying it's okay to be married, and it's not. If it's not a man and a woman, it's not okay. And Father God, we have done some really bad things in America, and we pray that you would help us to see how to turn that around and get back focused on what you've called America to be and to stand for. And Father God, today we want to specifically lift up two states in this prayer. We want to lift up Alabama and Alaska, Father God, and we pray your mighty hand over the leaders in Alabama and Alaska, the governors of those areas, Father God, the legislature groups that are making the laws, Father God. We pray that you would just give them wisdom, give them insight, Father God, that you would, those that are Christian, Father God, that they would get on their knees and pray and intercede for the situation. Father God, we pray that the Christian leaders, Christ-centered leaders, will be raised up, Father God, and they will just keep their eyes focused on you, the author and finisher of their faith, that they would get a vision for what you're doing. Father God, you said that we don't have wisdom because we don't ask for it. Father God, we ask for your wisdom. You said that understanding is a kinsman. Father God, I pray for that kinsmanship to just reign in our leaders in Alabama and Alaska, Father God, and for the Christian leaders, that we will take back this nation for God, standing firm on it, not letting go, not giving up, not relinquishing. We will not let go of America, and we will start just being on our knees and fighting that battle in prayer, because then we know what you have said in your word, that the battle belongs to the Lord. And we know, Father God, that you will win the battle on our behalf. Our job is to focus on you and lift you up and not be ashamed of you, whether we're in our businesses, Father God, whether we are in a political situation, amen, Father God, no matter what is going on, we are never ashamed to mention the name of the Lord, so people know how important it is to grasp and hold on to what you're doing in our lives, Father God. We adore you, Lord, and we thank you that you've given us such a great country. And Father God, we just ask you that if we are not aware of the sin that we have raised up in our lives, that you would show us what it is, reveal it to us, Father God. Give us a discerning heart in that situation, and help us to turn it around, that we confess our sins, because you said that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father God, we pray that prayer over America, and we ask, Father God, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness and forgive us for the sins that we've committed, Father God, because you, Father God, are more important than anything else. You said if you be lifted up, will draw all men to you. Father God, we are here at Christ the King World Radio lifting up the name of Jesus, knowing that you will draw all men unto you, Father God. And we thank you that we have this privilege of being here, Father God, that we will continue to rise up a spirit of prayer so that we can pray hard, and then we can work hard for the kingdom of God. We're about kingdom business. We're not about churchy business. We're not about religious stuff. We are about the working of the kingdom of God, which is higher than anything else, Father Father God. It is that place that you created, Father God, that you want us back in full fellowship with you, Father God. And we thank you for the Spirit of God that lives in us, and we feed in the flame of that Spirit, Father God, that will just take us to that place that you want us to be, doing what you called us to do, Father God, and nothing will stand in our way, because we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we thank you for those blessings, Father God, how you continually move us forward, Father God. Help us to relinquish our flesh and ourselves, the deceptions that we've spoken to ourselves, that you break the hand, you've broken the hand of the enemy. We just need to stand firm in it. We have full authority to tell the enemy, you have no place in our nation, you have no place in our business, you have no place in our homes, you have no place in our lives anywhere, and we dethrone you now in the name of Jesus, and we call upon the glory of the Lord to fill that place so there'd be nothing empty for you to come back to, for the glory of the Lord will be lifted up, and we embrace the fullness of the Spirit of God. Father, we ask you to open the windows of heaven and pour out your blessing to us, and that the angels will come in and camp about us, that will war on our behalf, that will just protect us and just guide and lead us, and just be there to intercede where we need.
Amen. It's a powerful prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Folks, if you want some powerful prayer for your business, you need to be plugged into Bible to Business. That's what we're going to do. We're going to pray for your business. We're going to be going through and talking about everything from Bible to business, as you can probably tell. We're excited to be here. We've got some great training for you. In fact, have you ever been out at a networking event, a business networking event, and really not known what to say or the questions to ask or how to go about making that connection to someone so you could potentially have a business partner or someone that's going to purchase your product or service or whatever? Well, we've got some great tips and strategies for you coming up here on the next segment that's going to help you with that. And we're going to be continuing to talk about the Circle Maker book. We are excited to be going through the Circle Maker book. We're on chapter 2. Great stuff in this book. You definitely want to get a copy of it. It's by Mark Batterson. Mark Batterson, Batterson. It's called the Circle Maker book. You're going to want to get that book, but just stay plugged into the show because we're going to be covering each chapter as we go. So we'll be right back on the next segment, and we're going to get into what we call the 5 buying questions. We'll see you on the next slide.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
This portion of our broadcast day made possible by GECS, Corporate Identity, Custom Graphics, and Website Design. For more information, visit their website at www.gecs-us.com. That address again, www.gecs-us.com. Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible to Business, where we pray hard and work hard. We got some exciting training lined up for you right now. We're going to be talking about the Circle Maker book and specifically chapter 2, where it talks about bold prayer. And bold prayer is what you need to be doing. Now, here's the thing. If your prayer doesn't just send chills down your spine as to what it could happen if it comes to life, that's not a God prayer. That's your prayer. Okay, you're praying for a new car, you're praying for a bonus at your job, you're praying for an increase of salary. That's a prayer that you can answer yourself. That's not a God prayer. God prayer is for you to make a difference in the lives of millions of people, reaching out to to help people all over the world. You know, that's a God type prayer. That's one that you can't do on your own. You can't do by yourself. That's a God prayer. And that's what we're talking about, bold prayer. Okay.
So, you're absolutely right. You know, we need to get it to the bold level. But I think one of the things that's kind of before that is that, well, we still have quite a few Christian people that are, one, afraid of praying for themselves, or don't even know how to pray for themselves.
Right.
And that is really something that we need to deal with. And the nice thing about the Circle Maker is honing, if you guys aren't familiar with that, I mean, he prayed a prayer for rain. Right. It didn't rain in a year. And he prayed such a bold prayer, and he wasn't even satisfied once he drew a circle, he starts praying in a circle, and then he gets a few drops of rain. And he wasn't content with just a few drops of rain. Right. Then he told God, he said, not for such I prayed. And then he asked to fill the cisterns, the pits, and the caverns. Right. And then that was a torrential downpour. And then he goes back and he says, not for such I prayed, but he's praying for favor, blessing, and graciousness, which is really a tailored rain that comes that blesses and guides people and just gives them everything they need.
Right.
So when you think about that kind of prayer, you say, well, I'm a drought for a year. That's a little bit bold. That's the kind of prayers we're talking about today.
Exactly.
We're talking about praying such bold prayers that, like Casper was saying, if you pray a prayer that's something you can accomplish, then it is a prayer for you to do and not for God to do.
No.
But we're talking about honoring God with a prayer that makes him, he has to step in to make it happen.
Yeah,
and we think, well, that's dishonoring God. Because back in Holy's time, they actually wanted to excommunicate him because he was dishonoring God by being so bold with God. See, that's wrong. Because in the Bible, it talks about come boldly into the throne of grace, like we were praying. So we need our prayers to line up and be just as bold so that we can get those things. Matter of fact, we offend and insult God when we do not pray bold prayers.
Amen. Amen. You know, I wanted to also let the audience know that my lovely wife is in studio with us as well, and she has read the Circle Maker book. In fact, she read it before I read it. So, Cheryl, do you have any things to chime in on as far as bold prayer?
Well, I was thinking in relation to what Deborah was saying, that scripture says that you God will bless you exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask for, mm-hmm. think about, or even imagine.
Yes.
And therefore, you should be asking for those things.
Right.
If you want to receive exceedingly abundantly above, then you got to believe bigger.
Right.
You got
right.
to dream bigger.
Right. Right.
Because God is a big God, and he does big things. He's excited to step in and show you his might and his power and his greatness.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, absolutely. And the thing that we need to be cautious of, though, is that if you're just praying for like a new Mercedes or you're praying for $1 million, that's different than praying to affect the lives of a million people.
Right.
Much different.
as Deborah was saying, you know, praying for the harvest.
Right.
You know, scripture says the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few.
Right.
And that verse further says, pray for laborers for right. the harvest.
Right, right. And if you're praying for
absolutely.
Yeah.
If, you know, and God is, we have to remember that God is for us.
Right.
And if God is for us, then we can pray those prayers and have them be bold. But if we don't believe God is for us, we have a tendency to make, you know, just very timid prayers. And that is not stepping up to the plate being children of God. I mean, think about that.
Yeah. Well, we're praying based upon our ability. Most of the time, we're praying based upon our ability. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we're praying that, you know, like I said, we can get a new job or a pay raise or, you know, we can buy a new home. Well, people buy homes all the time without God.
Right. There are people who don't even know God who buy homes and cars.
Exactly. So, you know, that's mm-hmm. not a God prayer to me. A God prayer is something that is so large that people, everyone around you knows that's nothing but God right there. Has mm-hmm. to be. Okay, mm-hmm. has to be. It's like our trip to New York. You know, we just came from our anniversary trip to New York. Well, we were blessed over
and above
during that trip. It had to be God because we didn't have the resources to do that.
Right. And he just stepped
in. You know what? And when you have a vision for those kinds of dreams to happen and to come true, I mean, literally, I think we should realize that it's literally like just opening it up for God to step in.
Right.
And when we open our lives up for God to step in and believe that he's going to, mm-hmm. oh my goodness. I mean, you know, we literally get out of our own way and allow the fullness of God. We're children of God, but like a little bitty baby. He doesn't know anything about the family. He doesn't know who you are, what you're about or anything. You have to teach him. And God wants to teach us how to be children of God. And we can't do that in thinking small. We got to say big, and we got to let him impart to us his spirit for what he wants us to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and move on to the 5 buying questions. I want you to have these tools available the next time you're out there marketing or should I say at a networking event, or if you're meeting someone for one-on-one coffee or something like that. Most of the time, people don't know what to say, so we have developed to 5 buying questions. And I just happen to have the champion of 5 buying questions on the line with us right now. She has won awards at our company based upon asking these questions to a lot of people. And that's Deborah Smith. But before I bring Deborah on to ask her a couple questions about it, the 5 buying questions are designed to get you out of your way and to give you the things to say so that you're not trying to figure that out. All you have to do is just know about the past, the future, the present, and obstacles, and any kind of financial question you want to ask. So, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that the other thing that I like about the 5 buying questions is it takes, like you said before, it takes the focus off of you.
Right.
And it shows that you are more concerned for the other person.
Yes.
Than you trying to get your spill in.
Right.
You're trying to push your deal.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to know about you. Right. I want to connect with you.
Yeah.
So.
And it's weird. It's weird because, it's weird you mention that because a lot of people that I've used the 5 buying questions on, if they are not healthy themselves, they start to question, so why are you asking me all these questions about me? Mm-hmm. Now, the healthy people, how they responded, and by the way, you want the healthy people on your team, not the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So the healthy people say, you know, we've been talking all about me this time, and it's been great, but, so what do you do?
Right.
And that's when you know you have someone that you may want to have on your team. So Deborah, you are the champion of the 5 buying questions. Tell us, or give us your take on the 5 buying questions.
You know, these were amazing for me, and partly because when I first started with them, I did not know how to talk to people. I can talk to people, and I actually enjoy that, but I didn't know how to have a business conversation. I just didn't know how to get that started. And so when the questions were shown to me, it's like, oh, my goodness, this is great, because then it gave me exactly, you know, what I needed to say, you know, to the point where I just, you get to using them, and after a while, you feel more comfortable with them. And so I wrote them out on a 3x5 card or a 4x5x7 card, carried them around with me, and I just kept working on them until they actually became part of my memory. Because you think about them, and when Casper was going down the past, future, present, and obstacle, it's like, okay, that seems out of order. Seems like past, present, future. But what you got to understand, and I like this because it has a little neurolinguistics in it, you want to follow the thought process of someone else's mind. Like Cheryl was saying, you know, this is about you getting to know them, and they start thinking you care about them. And that's exactly what you want. So you ask them about the past and how they got started in something, but then you're going into what they were remembering of where they wanted to see that go and happen in the future. So you just follow their mind process into that. Then you're bringing them back into the present to find out what are they doing today to make that happen. And then you're looking at, okay, so what obstacles are standing in your way? And they're starting to think, oh, that's what I wanted to happen, but now I'm kind of not doing that. Well, why am I not doing that? Literally, you're right. You just went with their thought process. And when you go with somebody's thought process, even if you don't do business with that person, you have now rekindled in their spirit what they were supposed to be about, and they got off kilter. Now you find out if there's a need to meet that need. When we do this kind of work with people that we talk to, they don't forget us so easily. And it's a great way to build relationships. I'll tell you, my confidence, think about an interview. When you're doing an interview with somebody, if you're asking the questions, then you're the leader, right?
Absolutely.
So when you ask the buying questions, guess what? You're the leader.
Yeah, yeah.
Like leaders.
Yeah, absolutely. And they also filter out the wrong people. And they're not bad people, it's just people that are not right for your opportunity. So don't feel bad that when you ask these questions, some people don't qualify. So you're qualifying them. You're interviewing them, as Deborah was talking about. So when you ask these questions, they are designed to filter out people that you don't need or want in your business. So we're
right.
going to Yeah. Yes, we're coming to the end. Yeah, we're coming to the end of this segment, so we run out of time on that. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about the top 10 trends on Facebook. This is a fun little segment that we do, talking about current events and stuff. So stay tuned, and we'll be back on the other side of the break.
Portions of our broadcast day are made possible by Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the four core system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.elevationhealthdenver.com. Again, that's www.elevationhealthdenver.com.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
All right, welcome back to Bible to Business, where we pray hard and work hard. We have got a great segment coming up talking about the top 10 trends on Facebook. We may not be able to get to all 10 because these are some interesting trends that we want to find out whether they are relevant to the Bible and business, or they are interesting, or they're just not relevant at all. And we're going to go through that, and we'll be able to get Cheryl's input as well. My wife Cheryl is here as well, so we're going to get her input on these. This first one, you guys aren't going to believe this. So Vlad the Impaler, this is the character that actually is known as a vampire. You know, he's like Count Dracula. Okay, this is how the Count Dracula character came about, from Vlad the Impaler. Archaeologists believe they found the dungeon where real-life Dracula was held. So, isn't that exciting?
Yeah, no.
No.
Not even interested.
No.
No. Dracula's not interesting?
Yeah, I'm okay. Right, no.
Not relevant, not interesting. Okay.
Not at all.
All right, let's move on. Okay, so Nancy Snyderman, NBC News, she is a photojournalist. She's the one that was diagnosed with Ebola, will return to the U.S. for treatment. Now, this has been a common trend. Ebola is just trending all over the place. So What do we think about this photojournalist now coming back to the U.S. to be treated for Ebola?
I think we need to pray for her.
Pray for her?
Mm-hmm.
And pray for us that she's coming back.
I think she needs to stay there.
Not right.
Right. I think it's something that of interest, because we need to be aware. I agree with Cheryl. Praying for it is very important. And just so that, you know, we know what's out there, but let's not let it slip us into a fear factor.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about that the other day. You know, what's interesting about all this is that, guess how many people die every year from the common flu?
How many?
Take a guess.
100.
Okay, more than that.
1,000?
More than that.
100,000.
Less than that.
25,000.
Less than 25,000. 15,000 people a year die from the common flu.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So we've had some people diagnosed with Ebola. Okay, they haven't even died yet. Right. And it's already causing a panic. Here's the thing.
Right.
If there are hundreds of people that start to die from this virus, there will be widespread panic around the country over 100 people. It's become so much a part of our consciousness that it'll cause a panic just with a few hundred. When there are 15,000 people dying every day from the common flu. So, is Ebola really relevant right now?
No, not really. It really isn't. but of course, the government can't come in and protect us if there's nothing to protect us from.
Right, right. Clarence, what do you think?
I agree. It's really not. It's a fear factor.
It's a fear factor thing. You know, we're being led down this fear path, and really all we have to do is just do the same things that we know we need to do just to protect ourselves normally, which is wash our hands, keep good hygiene, stay away from situations to where you're putting yourself in harm's way, if you will. And most of the time, things would be fine, okay? But even if 100 people came down with this virus, which, by the way, they have a cure for, the challenge is, with the cure, it's not being mass-produced yet. The company that has the cure for it, it's a very simple cure, and guess what the fundamental element to cure Ebola is something most people would not even think about.
What's that?
Tobacco.
Tobacco?
Tobacco. The tobacco plant is the foundational element to the vaccine that cures Ebola.
Wow.
And it happens very quickly. I don't know if you guys remembered a couple months ago when they first brought those first folks back, and they were like missionaries. And they're actually a part of Franklin Graham's mission, of Billy Graham Crusade, his son, part of his mission. And I heard this just the other day. I thought this was fascinating. So they had this company that developed this vaccine, but it's not mass produced. And the base element to that vaccine is the tobacco plant.
Makes me wonder if it was actually really created by man in the first place.
You never know. You never know. And we may never know. But this Ebola thing is fascinating to me. I think it's relevant and interesting, but it's one of those things we don't want to spend every waking moment worrying about it or being fearful of it, but it is interesting to me.
Right. I think, with the 15,000 you were talking about dying from the flu, I think we'd be better protecting ourselves from that at this point.
Right. You know, but being ex-military, Deborah, and I know you were in the military, they would inject us every year with stuff. And, you know, they would give you small doses of the flu so you wouldn't get the flu. But then you wind up getting the flu from the small doses, but then that built up the antibodies so you wouldn't get the major flu. And, you know, when I got out, I said, I'm done with shots. I'm not taking no more flu shots.
And what people don't realize, and this is what I did, real quick, short story here, is that one day the flu was really bad, and God put on my heart to go out and anoint my doorpost so that the death angel of flu would pass over.
Yes.
That year, no one in my house got the flu.
Right.
Amen.
There you go. Yeah, you can live by biblical principles and just prayer and, you know, just do smart things when it comes to the environment. And most of the time, you don't have to worry about any of this stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So there's another story here from Waldo, Florida. This is a Florida town that lost its police force after details of a speed trap scandal emerged. So the police were doing really unscrupulous things at the speed trap, to the point that the town just said, you know what, we're shutting you down.
Wow. So who's protecting the town?
Another town.
Another
town. That has its own speed trap, but not in Waldo, right?
Not in Waldo. Just another town. So is that relevant to our business and the word, or interesting, or just not relevant?
Just comical.
Comical?
Yeah.
Yeah, really comical. Because, I mean, instead of dealing with the inappropriateness, they're just going to get rid of the entire police force and not have police?
Yeah.
Hello. That just means they got the wrong people in position. That's all. Fixing the problem.
Yeah. So we need some more categories. We need comical and just stupid and silly. All right. Let's see. We've got... there's a high school in Louisiana, and two teachers were arrested on charges of sexual misconduct with a 16-year-old student. So they had a menage a trois going on with a 16-year-old student.
That's a shame.
And that's trending on Facebook, by the way.
That's a shame.
Yeah, the teachers need to be arrested. It's inappropriate. You know.
Well, they can't be arrested if they're in Waldo, Florida, because there's no police to arrest them.
Right, there's no police to arrest them.
But this is in Louisiana, so we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, so Tom and Jerry, you know, the cartoon characters. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon warns users about radical prejudices in Tom and Jerry cartoons.
Racial prejudice.
Racial prejudice, yeah.
Really? I don't remember any.
You don't remember any racial prejudice?
I don't remember any.
It was all over the place, man. Tom and Jerry, oh yeah. I have no idea.
Aren't they two mice?
No,
it's a mouse and a cat.
Yeah.
Cat.
So what were they doing? I mean, I don't know. Comical.
Some racial undertones with that mouse and that cat, man. Something going on there.
Comical.
Now, we grew up with Tom and Jerry. I don't remember any issues.
I grew up with Tom and Jerry. Yeah. I ain't racist.
Me either.
No, I'm not racist. Now that Jerry though, something about that Jerry.
No.
No. So not really relevant. No. Not even interesting, huh?
No.
No.
No, not to me. You know what I think people, you know, they get into this racial thing. It's like, oh, you know, we gotta wipe out racial stuff. It's like, you know what? As long as we're people and we have a right to think, there's gonna be some. We just don't operate out of it.
Right.
There's
right.
a difference.
Yeah, and it's not the majority. It's right. You know, it. Why are we focusing on 5% when 95% of the stuff out there is good?
Distraction.
Distraction. There you go. There you go. Okay, now this one is off the chain interesting, for me at least. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
I'm done already. Yeah. I just want to say, I'm done already.
The fifth installment of the film series is being shot in Australia in early 2015.
The fifth
installment. Then so yeah. It's five.
Did I miss one?
Yeah, you missed several.
Oh, wow.
I thought if they was...
I intentionally missed them all.
You intentionally missed them all?
Yeah.
I like Johnny Depp.
I can't deal with the guy with the beard with all the wiggly things moving around as he's talking.
Yeah.
No.
Do you fear death?
Davy Jones Locker. I actually like that.
David
that,
Jones. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually like that one scene in the movie. Do you feel death?
No, can't deal with that at all.
Well, I think it's relevant, interesting, off the chain. Cheryl?
I just think it's comical.
What? Clarence?
Huh?
Well, we know where Clarence is at on that. All righty then. Okay, let's close out with this last one. Leonardo DiCaprio. I can tell you right now, not interested. But let me see what he's saying. Actor pulls out of running for Steve Jobs' role in the upcoming film about Apple. So he was going to be Steve Jobs in Apple, but he pulled out and said, I'm not interested.
And really that's not interested. Totally up to him.
Yeah, I'm not interested in him.
That
either.
Might be a good idea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like Leonardo DiCaprio?
Nope.
Why not?
I am just very shocked at all of the things that are trending on Facebook.
Yeah,
and there's so many other issues going on in the world.
Yeah.
And we are more focused on what the stars are doing.
Yeah.
More focused on what the athletes are doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big distraction.
Distraction. There you go.
Right.
But
yep.
It has caused
well,
us to be distracted.
Well, our countries are going to hell. Yep.
It has caused us to be distracted over this this segment. So we are distracting ourselves over this distraction. So it's working, Clarence. It's a conspiracy. All right. When we come back, we're going to get serious again. We're going to talk about an article that we found on G-Code magazine, talking about your business and helping you. Let's see, what's the topic here? There's five things to help you maximize productivity in your business. Great All stuff.
Right. Without burnout.
Without burnout. Forgot about that part. So we're going to cover that when we come back on the other side of the break. We'll see you shortly.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
This portion of our broadcast day made possible by GECS. Corporate identity, custom graphics, and website design. For more information, visit their website at www.gecs-us.com. That address again, www.gecs-us.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
All right, welcome back to Bible to Business, where we pray hard and work hard. We have a great segment lined up for you now. We're going to be talking about how to, how to maximize productivity without burning out. Very, very important, without the burnout, right?
Right.
All right, so we've got about six steps here we're going to cover, and the first one is set productive and realistic goals.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is huge.
That's huge.
That is, you know, and I think that when you say that, the issue that most people struggle with is being realistic.
Yes.
You know, because if your goals don't match your actions, you're already in trouble, and then you're going to be disappointed because you didn't get there. Oh, but yeah. If you don't do the right things to get there, then how you going, you know, you got to actually be doing the right things.
Oh, yeah. And the goal, most people said, is I want to make $5,000 tomorrow.
Yeah. And they're not even making a dollar a day.
And say, okay, so how are you going to do that? What's the, you know, what's the strategy? What's your plan? Well, I'm going to spam out my link to 10,000 people. I'm going to buy this email marketing campaign. I'm going to do this banner ad. I'm going to write a blog. Okay, are you a writer now? Well, no. Okay, so you're going to write a daily blog about this opportunity, and you haven't wrote a note to anybody.
Right.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay, so let me know how that's going to work out for you, right?
Right.
And then productive. Man, people don't set productive goals. They set goals like, I'm going to restack the product in the corner, or I'm going to get my folder together, my flip chart folder. I'm going to work on that all day. Okay, well, that's great, but it doesn't get you anywhere. You know, it's not productive.
Right. Well, and that brings up that point that if you're in the network marketing industry, then you're supposed to be talking to people.
Yes.
The only way you're going to get the word out about your business is to talk to people, which is why our button questions are so helpful that we were talking about.
Yeah.
And if you're not talking to people, if that's not part of what you're doing on a consistent basis, then you're not doing anything to get to your goal.
Right, right. And that brings up a point. I want to back here just a second because you talked about the buying questions. Those questions work even when you're talking on social media. So it's not just about meeting one-on-one or at a networking event. You can do that online. So you can do it on Facebook or any of the social media sites, even though you're not physically talking to them. You know, it's not a quote-unquote live conversation. It's a chat. But you can still ask those questions, and I do this all the time. Somebody reach out to me on Facebook, or I'll reach out to somebody else on Facebook, or they spam their link out to me and tell me how wonderful the opportunity is. My first question to them is, man, that looks great. I haven't looked at anything, by the way. Haven't clicked on any link. Man, that looks great. So how long you been in this? So I go right into the five buying questions, right? Mm-hmm. So that's something you want to do. But that's productive because now I'm engaging them in conversation. I'm setting goals to reach out to people because you're not in the coffee business. You're not in the telecommunication business. You're not in the nutrition business.
You're in the people business.
You're in the people business.
And
right. the sooner people realize that, the more productive they're going to be.
And you know that
absolutely.
That also correlates with ministry. Because ministry is about people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you're doing kingdom business, mm-hmm. you're into people.
Yeah.
You have to talk to people.
Yeah.
Minister to people. Share with people.
Yeah. When the missionaries go out and do mission work, the first things they don't do is they don't go in with the Bible in hand and say, "Here, read John chapter 3:16." They never do that. They go in and look for the need of the people.
Right.
They say, what do you guys need? Well, we need water. Okay, great. Let's go ahead and dig a well. Mm-hmm. Okay. What else you need? Well, we need some shelter. Okay, great. Let's build some shelters. Okay.
That's a great saying that we've heard, that people don't want to know how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. So once you do all those things and meet the basic needs of the people and they have a place to now feel comfortable and secure, that's when you can start imparting the word to them, and they're more ready to receive it now because they know that you are sincere in your sharing. Right?
Right.
So that's very, very important. Right. The next thing is to improve your environment. What do you think they mean by improving your environment?
Well, I think,
I think
of two different things. First thing I think about is being organized so that you can function.
Right.
And then the second thing I think about in improving my environment is changing me.
Right. Mm. Okay, your personal environment.
Yeah, because I'm the thermostat. I'm the thermostat to my environment.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two things I think of.
Okay. Yeah, so go ahead.
You know, the other thing that I do, I agree with those things Cheryl said, and I'll tell you, my desk environment has changed since I started business for myself. I've got quotes around me like Art Williams and the Just Do It, Fail My Way to the Top. I mean, I can just keep reading things around me, you know, enhance the success rate of small businesses. You know, the things of changing my environment around me, they go with where my mind is growing. And so they help me to keep me moving forward, and it helped me to know what I need to focus on. And that even includes meeting people that are doing the same kinds of things that I'm doing that are interested in moving their businesses forward.
Those are all great points. So you definitely want to be around people who are headed in the same direction you're headed for their encouragement and things like that. And I also get the sense that you need to change your surroundings. So if you're used to being at home, you need to go out. You know, maybe you're just hanging out at Panera Bread, or you're doing something outside of the home. Because again, if you're in your home and you're in this little cave, nobody's seeing you, and you're not seeing anybody else. Mm-hmm. So improving your environment could be going out to Panera Bread, or it could be getting on a social media site like LinkedIn or Facebook or something like that, looking for like-minded people who have a same common interest. Maybe it's fishing, maybe it's hunting, maybe it's sports, or maybe it's you know, some kind of business subject.
And I think it also...
Casper, you...
Go ahead, Deborah.
Casper, you personally had a situation where you were at your desk a lot and you kind of got into some new environments. How did that open your mind up to new things?
Well, I forced myself to get out of my comfort zone. See, my comfort zone is behind the scenes. I'm like a Clarence. I love doing the system work. I love doing the stuff, the setup in the background. So I had to get out of that mode, and especially start to reach out and join networking groups, join the chamber, just, you know, attend as many functions as I can. And at the chamber, I signed up to be an ambassador. Now, that's not a comfort for me, it's a discomfort, because as an ambassador, I have to go out and
engage people.
I've got to reach out to people and bring them closer into the chamber.
I was also thinking, when you're talking about your environment, is maybe getting rid of toxic things your environment, toxic people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
the dream stealers.
Yes. Yes. Mm. Well, and speaking about toxic things, you know, TV can be very toxic to people.
Mm-hmm.
So Cheryl and I made the decision several years ago now, I think it's about 4 or 5 years ago now, to remove TV from our life. And we have not missed it much at all.
Yeah.
You know.
We went to more like the Netflixes and just something where you get to select what you want to watch and when you want to watch it.
Right.
And not have all the distractions of the crazy commercials. These commercials are off the chain. It's like, really?
Absolutely. You know, so for
you know, and for people like myself, that's how I wind down, since I don't have a spouse to kind of, you know, do a lot of talking with on a continual basis. So I use my TV to wind down, but I record my shows that I like to watch, and I filter out the commercials, so I just go zip right past those, and then I get quality downtime, you know, better than I would if I was watching all this other stuff.
Right. Okay, so the next thing is, give your team the tools they need.
Give your team. The question is, do you have the tools that they need?
Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But you definitely want to, if you expect people to do something, you need to give them the tools to make it happen. You know, for example, let's say that World Media Ministries wanted to launch and have a Christ the King radio, and then we'd come in here and there's no mics. That would be a problem.
That would be a big problem.
So, don't call Clarence.
So you want us to talk on the radio and you're not going to give us any mics. Okay. All right. Yeah, sure. Sure. We could do that. Yeah, so make sure you give your team the tools they need, whether it's mics or whether it's scripts or whether it's some type of marketing website or, you know, tools, video capabilities, whatever they need in order to do the program that you have set up.
And that also reminds me what I always hear you say is that those tools, they need to be duplicatable.
Yes. Yes. That's
don't give your team something that's so complicated and, you know, it's like a maze, because they won't do it. Your team will soon be no team. It'll fall by the wayside. Yes. So it has to be duplicatable.
Yes. And we were guilty of that in the beginning with ASA, because we had so many moving parts, it was difficult for anyone to grab a hold of anything. So you want to make sure that it's simple. Yes, there could be some moving parts, but you really want to bring it in so people can have a very simple message to share. Otherwise, they're not going to share it. It's got to be a very simple, clear, concise message.
Yeah, and that statement as part of our why is to provide a clear path to financial freedom for all.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yep.
And then number four, we're not going to get to all six, but number four is be present and available.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And engaged.
Engaged, yeah, yeah, yeah. So we know some situations, Deborah, in our business to where individuals in our company are not really engaged with, you know, the folks, you know, to help them out. So that's really a challenge. You've got to be willing to be engaged with the people in your company, especially the folks on your team.
And that also makes me think about ministry, too, because you need to be able to be present with the people, the flock that, you know, the Lord has sent you out to minister to.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Well, we've just about run out of time, folks. We're excited to be able to bring these tools to you. Next week, we've got some guests, speakers that will be coming in with a wide range of topics. So we're excited to bring all that to you. My name is Casper Stockham. I have Deborah Smith on the line from Phoenix, Arizona. My lovely wife is in studio as well with us. And we are Bible to Business, where we pray hard and work hard to help you grow your business. We'll see you on the next show.
Portions of our broadcast day are made possible by Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the four core system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.elevationhealthdenver.com. Again, that's www.elevationhealthdenver.com. This portion of our broadcast day made possible by GECS, Corporate Identity, Custom Graphics, and Website Design. For more information, visit their website at www.gecs-us.com. That address again, www.gecs-us.com. Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org.
And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.